The president makes his first trip to Arkansas as commander-in-chief. Roby Brock has the details in his weekly political and business news recap.
President Barack Obama met with families and first responders in Vilonia on Wednesday after taking a tour of the damage caused by the April 27th tornado. Folks here are tough. They look out for one another, and that's been especially clear over the past week, Obama said. Your country's going to be there for you. Obama was accompanied by Governor Mike Beebe, Senator Mark Pryor, and Congressman Tim Griffin as he flew over the damage in Marine One. The president declared a major disaster shortly after the storm hit to streamline federal assistance to affected communities. This was Obama's first visit to Arkansas as president. Pine Bluff-based Simmons First National will acquire Community First Bank shares of Tennessee in a $243 million deal announced on Tuesday. The all-stock transaction will add two board members to Simmons First Board of Directors. Simmons recently completed a $53 million acquisition of Little Rock-based Metropolitan National Bank in April, and it announced in March that it would acquire Little Rock-based Delta Trust and Bank for $66 million. Verizon Wireless adding around 300 jobs in Arkansas as part of an expansion of its sales, tech support, and customer service operations in the state. The full-time jobs will be in the telecom giant's customer service, call center, tech support, and sales areas. Tyson Foods recorded net income of $213 million on quarterly sales that topped $9 billion for the first time ever. 1 year ago, Tyson Foods posted second quarter net income of $95 million on sales of nearly $8.4 billion. Tyson saw improvements in its chicken, beef, and pork segments. Eldorado Best Murphy USA reported net income of $9.6 million on revenues of $4 billion. That's down from $22 million of profits a year ago. Murphy USA said its growth of non-tobacco merchandise sales on average improved during the quarter. It also said it opened 11 stores from January through the end of March. Windstream first quarter financials reflected a rough start to the new fiscal year as the Little Rock-based telecom coped with adjustments for layoffs and continuing shifts in the telecommunications industry. For the quarter ended on March 31st, revenue and sales topped $1.4 billion. That was down by about $31 million from the previous year. Net income dropped from $52 million 1 year ago to just $16 million for the quarter. And a committee called Our Community, Our Dollars is collecting signatures to make Saline County in central Arkansas and Craighead County in northeast Arkansas wet. Starting this week through early July, residents in the two counties can sign a petition to allow the sale of alcohol locally. The committee will need signatures from 38% of registered voters in each county to make it to the November ballot. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.